and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Christopher Roberts. Joining me now, he owned his own law firm up in New Rochelle, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Heath Gorinsky to the program. Heath, welcome. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to join us. We appreciate it.
No problem.
And why don't you start us off? Tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do.
Oh, well, my name is Heath Gorinsky. I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney for about 20 years. We specialize in commercial and residential real estate closings, landlord-tenant litigation, real estate litigation, and foreclosure work, and also offering plans and general business law.
All righty. Now, what really got you started in what you're doing? What sent you down this road?
Well, I was always interested in law since middle school, high school, and in college. I majored in pre-law. Then when I went to law school, I specialized in real estate law and landlord-tenant law and foreclosure defense law and business law.
All righty. And what kind of background does somebody need to do what you do?
Well, I've been doing this for 20 years, so I guess just continuing in the field of real estate law and landlord-tenant, and just keeping abreast with all the new laws that keep changing over the years.
All right. Is there any sort of education beforehand that goes into that?
Well, going to law school and just continuing on with the legal education and continuing on with real estate law, and especially in my area, especially in landlord tenant, the laws keep changing. So got to keep abreast with that.
All righty. Now, when somebody reaches out to you for the first time, what are they looking for? What do you see the most of?
A lot of landlord-tenant issues, a lot of closings, buying property. They just have business issues. Some clients have foreclosure issues. So I deal with all facets of their business, whether it's real estate, landlord-tenant, and any kind of business.
All righty. Now, why do you think they choose you over someone else out there? What sets you apart from others?
Well, I can do it all with their business. I can help them with the closings. Any landlord-tenant issues that come up, any foreclosure issues, or business issues, whether it's forming the business, finding properties, doing the closings. They have tenants that are an issue. I would help them with that. I think that's why they would choose me. Plus, I'm in Westchester. I'm in New York City, Rockland, Putnam, and Nassau.
You don't come all the way out to Suffolk, huh?
I used to. Sometimes.
All righty. Now, walk me through an initial session. What's that like? What's somebody getting themselves into when they reach out to you?
Well, it depends on where they're at. If they've they found a piece of property, they want to do a closing, they call me and they let me know, what they're looking to buy, what they're looking to sell, and we go over the purchase price. If there's a mortgage involved, how long will it take for the person to get a mortgage, and then after that, when they'll close, once they close, if they purchase a property, if they have a landlord-tenant issue, they explain to me what the issue is. Typical issues are, tenants breaking their lease or if they owe rent. There's also other business issues. They want to form a business, and whether it's residential or commercial, those issues come up.
All righty. And how long does it usually take to solve an issue?
Well, it depends. I mean, a closing usually takes between 60 and 90 days. If you're the seller, then the buyer gets about 35 days to get a mortgage. Landlord-tenant issues depends. A lot of things are on hold now because of COVID. But we are moving forward with notices and we are commencing cases with holdovers and non-payment cases. Before COVID, it'd be about 90 days to go through the process, depending on if the case settles or if it goes to trial.
All righty. Now, where do you think you see yourself moving forward? What's going to be on tap for you?
I see myself continuing in the legal field and growing my business, and I want to continue offering my clients legal advice in all facets of their business, too. I want to continue assisting the clients with purchasing and selling residential and commercial real estate. If they have any landlord-tenant issues, continuing to help them with the ever-changing laws. They've been changing the last few months. And also, if they have any business advice or any possible foreclosure issues, I can help them with that as well.
All righty. Now, how can my audience reach out and contact you to find out more information?
Well, you can visit my website, hgnylaw.com. You can call me at the office, 914-235-7234. Call me my cell, 914-844-1498. You can send me an email, heath@hgnylaw.com.
All righty. Well, it's been a pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.
Well, you are absolutely welcome. And for everyone else out there, do stick around. We will be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
You're listening to Business Talk Radio, where we take business to the next level.
It's Thursday night, and you're grabbing drinks with some friends. Started off with a pitcher for the table, which quickly becomes two. There's pool. And there's the photo booth.
All right, everybody, squeeze in. Say cheese!
Followed naturally by an order of wings. And another.
Can we get some extra ranch sauce?
Then there's the ceremonial nightcap.
So what are we doing this weekend?
And lastly, it's back to the car, which, if you're buzzed... could be the most expensive night of your life. Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.